This is Parrot Talk.
Brought to you by Restoring the Faith Media. RestoringTheFaith.com.
It's Parrot Talk! Here on the Crusade Channel, Talk Radio. The way it should be. I'm your host, Mike Parrot. Happy to be here. Good morning. It is the first day of May. And today is the feast day of St. Philip and St. James. You may be saying to yourself, oh, no, but I think it's another feast day. I think it's another... No. This is a St. Joseph the Communist free zone here. All right, we do St. Philip and St. James here on May 1st. We celebrated St. Joseph's feast day, as Catholics have for so long, on Sunday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have so much to get to today, but I'm first and foremost very excited to tell you that this is the final push. This is the week of the Congress. And I will be in Louisiana. You know, the world of traditionalists is filled with some really good talkers. I like to think I'm an okay talker, maybe not really good talker. I'm like a decent enough talker to be here with you this morning. But with AI, CBDC, and the World Economic Forum putting bullseyes on our backs, we don't need talkers anymore. We need some doers. Let me tell you about some doers who are putting on a Congress. Not a conference. Conferences are light in the loafers. This is a Congress. I'm asking you to consider attending and meeting me, Father Martin Navarro, Bishop Drew Meikle, and of course, my friend and legendary talk show host, Mike Church. There'll be a whole cast of faithful presenters who are hosting the For Altar, Culture, and Trade Congress, May 5th, 6th, and 7th. In the heart of Louisiana's Cajun country. I have the afternoon speaking time slot on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. You don't want to miss that. To learn all the details and to register, I want you to head on over to uponthesrocks.co. Not .com. That's uponthesrocks.co. You can call 844-527-8723 to register for the 2023 For Altar, Culture, and Trade. But again, I think the best way to go about this is to hit the website. Register at uponthesrocks.co. I'm very excited about this. I can't wait. I'm driving down on Thursday night with Father Martin, hoping to avoid another car accident since the last time I was in a car with him. It's going to be a big week this week. The Immaculata is being consecrated in St. Mary's, Kansas. The largest new church in North America, the largest existing church in the state of Kansas, finally opened. The consecration is happening Wednesday, the day before I leave for Louisiana. I hear it's a 5-hour liturgy. I'm definitely going to drink some coffee beforehand. I hope they have smoke breaks, like you know how Pius X used to take smoke breaks during the long Easter liturgies. Well, shall we get to it? What's the first thing? Okay, so over the weekend in Boston was the world's largest satanic event. They called it the Beelzebub Blowout. It happened in Boston, Massachusetts. And not only were there Satanists involved in the Beelzebub blowout, but they were also joined by counter-protesters. What's so interesting about the stories that get written about this thing is that the anger and the ire by the Reuters reporters, by the Yahoo reporters, is not that hundreds or thousands of people gathered to worship Satan in Boston at SatanCon 2023. That part doesn't shock them. What really is unsettling to these reporters at Reuters and Yahoo is the fact that some fascists may have arrived. Fascists arrived, and that's what makes the news. The allegedly white nationalist group Patriot Front showed up in Boston on Saturday to protest SatanCon 2023. Do you remember Patriot Front? These are the feds that all, they wear the khaki pants and the white masks and the tan ball caps, the blue t-shirts. They have a uniform. They cover their faces and they wear sunglasses and they don't really do anything. They just like show up. Patriot Front took the train, the Green Line in Boston. There they are, standing on the metro train, just kind of casually, you know, holding onto the handrails. Well, the Green Line takes them into the part of Boston where they can go and stand outside of SatanCon. When they arrived at the event, counter-protesters were chanting, "Nazis, go home! Nazis, go home!" Other Christian demonstrators held signs claiming that Satan has no rights and warning the homosexuals, baby killers, idolaters, unbelieving, liars, drunkards, gossip, cowards, thieves, mockers, fornicators, presumably in attendance, that hellfire awaits. Yet the protesters seem to have been committed. They violated, oh boy, an explicit order from the Archdiocese of Boston not to organize or encourage others to go to the event to protest and to stick to praying instead. Aren't you glad that the church stands up for the rights of God? Aren't you so happy that the Archbishop of Boston says, no, just let the Satanists worship Satan, commit sacrilege, have a black mass. They probably have bits and pieces of the Eucharist to desecrate. Just pray. Just pray the Satanists away. Just pray. The event was sold out. It advertised satanic ceremonies, a satanic wedding chapel, panel discussions on topics including reclaiming the trans body, deconstructing your religious upbringing. This is the 10th anniversary, held by the Satanic Temple. The organization doesn't view Satan as the embodiment of evil, but as a figure who dares to question authority. And it advocates for various causes, including abortion and the separation of church and state. The mission is to encourage benevolence and empathy, reject tyrannical authority, advocate practical common sense, oppose injustice, and undertake noble pursuits. That's what the website says. But the largest sin committed by these thousands of people who showed up for SatanCon is the fact that Patriot Front showed up, which the Anti-Defamation League calls a white supremacist group, whose members maintain that their ancestors conquered America and bequeathed it to them and no one else. The group was born in the aftermath of the infamous 2017, remember this, Unite the Right, Charlottesville, Virginia, which resulted in the murder of protester Heather Heyer. Patriot Front has demonstrated in Boston before, recently leading a procession of nearly 100 masked men through the city on July 2nd, 2022, sparking an altercation that resulted in one man being injured. Oh my goodness, they're incredibly violent. Incredibly violent, this Patriot Front. There were actual masked neo-Nazis as well that showed up to Boston. I can't find the article, but they actually kind of had a cool outfit. Instead of looking specifically like feds, like literally wearing khakis, tucked in, t-shirts, government-issued combat boots, and the matching khaki hat, you know, looking like FBI trainees. Instead of actually looking like feds, some of these guys look kind of cool. There was like this red and black outfit that they were wearing. These are like the Fed 2.0s. Like, you get pulled over and it's just a local cop. You're like, oh, you're a local cop. You get pulled over by the state police. Now you got something going. You know what I mean? So these were like the state police version of the feds who were pulling you over, not just your local cop or whatever. Oh, yeah, you ran the stop sign. Oh, you're going, yeah, it's 25 and a 20 with kids present. Yeah, you're getting pulled over. No. You were going 135 on Interstate 35, okay, in between Austin and San Antonio. And the Texas trooper pulled your butt over. And he's wearing the cowboy hat. And he means business, y'all. So the second version of the feds showed up as well. They were actually wearing swastikas. They had this red and black getup. Most of them were masked, but there was one guy with a shaved head, neck tattoos, a bright red blazer, and he was chanting something. He was being repeated. These guys were serious. They really want you to understand that if you oppose Satan, you must be a Nazi. The only way to oppose Satan is to be a Nazi. That's what they want you to think. That's what they want you to understand. It's either Patriot Front or Satanism. And the bad guys in those two are definitely Patriot Front. Because remember Charlottesville in 2017? That was terrible. That was awful. Remember how these guys had an altercation in July of 2022 in Boston, resulting in one man being injured? These guys are the worst. Whereas the Satanists stand for empathy, open-mindedness, and just challenging authority. You see the framing here? So, here are the major players. You have government, Caesar, and you have the church. Government, Caesar, stages a fake counter-protest to define the rules of the game, to define what right and left looks like. Right and left. You have the Satanists themselves, who actually literally worship Satan in real life. in full view of the public, they go outside, they get in their cars, they drive to SatanCon, they get out of their cars, they walk in, and they are there specifically to worship Satan. And then you have the church. You have the Archbishop of Boston, who says, don't protest SatanCon. Don't protest. Don't stand up for the rights of God. Who is the Archbishop of Boston, anyway? Archbishop of Boston is Sean Patrick O'Malley. OFM. Of course, Cardinal O'Malley is an OFM. Man, does he look lispy. Just look at him. He became a cardinal in 2006. He's a Pope Benedict cardinal. How awesome for him. Sean Patrick O'Malley advocates his duty to stand up for the rights of God. Don't protest the Satanists. Let them do their thing. Do you remember in Baltimore after, what was his name? Freddie Gray. And they had to tear the city apart. And the mayor of Baltimore, the black woman, says, just give them their space. Just let them tear up part of the city. They're angry. Stay home. Stay safe. Just let them do their thing. Let them get it out of their system. That's basically what Sean Patrick O'Malley is saying here. Just stay home. Give them their space. Don't counter-protest. Let them desecrate the Eucharist. Let them worship Satan. Let them question authority and have an open mind. Just pray for them. Do you think that this man, Sean Patrick O'Malley, OFM, spent more than 5 seconds thinking about Boston, thinking about the Satanists? Do you think he said one single prayer for the conversion of the Satanists in Boston? Did he lead one mass of reparation for the blasphemies, for the outrages? Did he call on his archdiocese to come together and repent? Did he find a single way to console the grieving heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, pierced, as it were, by the blasphemies and outrages of these satanic actors who literally conspire to wound the most sacred heart of our Lord? Did Sean Patrick O'Malley do a damn thing about that? No, he did not. No, he did not. You know who did do something about it? The fake right, the false alt-right, Caesar. Caesar sent in his minions to appear to be counter-protesters. So that the narrative is defined, ladies and gentlemen, it's Satan or fascism. There's no middle ground. Those are the rules of the road. Those are the two warring camps. And if you oppose Satan, you're a fascist. That's what they want you to believe. That's the narrative. If you oppose Satan, you're a fascist. And there you have it. That is your Overton window being defined for you. That is your narrative being defined for you. And that's it. Hey, I want to talk to you today about becoming a Founders Pass member. I want to talk to you about taking 100% off your first month or $30 off your first year. You can go to crusadechannel.com/parrot. Again, that's 100% off your first month or $30 off your first year just by going to crusadechannel.com/parrot. Two R's, two T's. Go ahead and do it.
Do it now.
If you're not a Founders Pass member, what are you even doing? Hit the button. Go to the website. Make it happen. We might come back to this Satanist story. It's just so disturbing. It's disturbing. It's disturbing to think. Should I do that? Should I go there? I don't want to spend the whole show talking about this. What do Satanists and Vatican II have in common? I read it out loud for those who were listening very, very closely with your thinking hats on. What is one of the core tenets that the Satanists are promoting, which is also one of the core tenets that Vatican II promoted? Are you ready for this? Separation of church and state. Separation of church and state. Remember when I read this to you? The organization views Satan not as the embodiment of evil, but instead as a figure who dares to question authority, and it advocates for various causes, including abortion and the separation of church and state. It advocates for abortion, child sacrifice to Moloch, and separation of church and state. Quote, the mission of the Satanic Temple is to encourage benevolence and empathy, reject tyrannical authority, advocate practical common sense, oppose injustice, and undertake noble pursuits. Do you see how reasonable these people are trying to sound? Benevolence, empathy, rejecting tyranny, practical common sense, opposing injustice, noble pursuits. Noble pursuits, ladies and gentlemen. We used to have an idea of what a noble pursuit was. We had noble pursuits, and then we had the board game Trivial Pursuits. Noble pursuits were things like art, architecture, the liberal arts, the trivium and the quadrivium, astronomy, science, poetry, music, building things that were beautiful, learning things that were true, cultivating virtues which were good. Those were the noble pursuits. Fox hunting. Dueling. No, I guess dueling is outlawed in the old codes of canon law. Can't duel. Jousting. Those were the noble pursuits. Do you think that they're talking about those noble pursuits? Doesn't it sound high-minded, highbrow? The mission of the Satanic Temple is to encourage benevolence and empathy. Benevolence is a good thing. Empathy's fine. Reject tyrannical authority. I reject tyrannical authority. Hey, I have these things in common. Advocate practical common sense. My goodness, I once started a podcast called Uncommon Sense. Because I didn't think that anyone had any common sense left anymore. Oppose injustice. I oppose injustice. And undertake noble pursuits. Noble pursuits like playing the violin. Is that what the Satanic Temple's getting together for? Hey guys, everyone get out your violins. We're going to have a Suzuki lesson, okay? We're going to number our fingers and we're all going to play the violin together. See how eminently reasonable? We advocate for various causes, including the separation of church and state. Vatican II advocates the same various causes, including the separation of church and state. Vatican II calls for the separation of church and state. It calls for pluralism. It calls for a society of many religions, all positively willed by God. They're all pretty much the same. We think ours is cool, but you can think yours is cool too. They're different paths to the same destination. There's a little bit of truth in all of them. And who are we to judge? The one thing we know is that the state should not intervene. Once the state starts picking winners and losers, everybody loses. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. We need to reject tyrannical authority. Kumbaya, my Lord. Advocate practical common sense. Kumbaya. Encourage benevolence. Oppose injustice. Kumbaya, my Lord. And undertake noble pursuits. Kumbaya. I feel like I'm in Vatican II. I am in the age of Aquarius right now. Somebody get me a tambourine right now. I'm feeling it. The spirit of Vatican II, the ghost of Vatican II is flowing through my veins right now. I am speaking to you from the 1960s. I am now in the age of Aquarius. Kumbaya, my Lord. Key change. Kumbaya. I oppose tyranny. Kumbaya, my Lord. And separation of church and state is a good thing. Kumbaya. Women's bodies. And the theology of those women's bodies. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. All right, I gotta stop this. Y'all are having way too much fun. I hope we're not talking about Satan in the second half of the show here. Okay. Kumbaya. All right. Hopefully the spirit of Vatican II has departed. Depart from me. Depart from me. I command you in the name of Christ. I'm exercising the spirit of Vatican II out of my office right now. This is Parrot Talk here on the Crusade Channel. Live talk radio the way it should be. We will be right back. To hear the whole show and all the shows, head on over to crusadechannel.com/parrot. I hope you enjoyed this preview of Parrot Talk on the Crusade Channel, live talk radio the way it should be. This is Parrot Talk.
Brought to you by Restoring the Faith Media. RestoringTheFaith.com.